Hi, this is Education for Anitra Carter, ANICRACARTER, date of birth 8/30/1976. Date of accident is 7/11/2023. Date of service is 1/12/2024. The patient is here for evaluation. She was initially hit on a passenger side T-bone while she was traveling as a restaurant driver, leading to headaches and dizziness and vertigo, loss of balance, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, lack of focus. Pain syndrome started from neck, mid-back, lower back, and affecting the right shoulder and both knees. The patient has also pain and numbness of the big toe. Both the legs were swollen and there was a contusion of the right breast as well as chest and right leg and right upper arm. The pictures have been submitted for that also. The patient has been doing physical therapy, chiropractic, laser treatments, medications, and is reasonably coming along well, although the symptoms are still continuing. Today she reports that her pain in the this is actually not a visit, but actually it is a procedure today being done. So just do what I have typed, stated into it as a, so the procedure that are being done is the intra-articular injection of the left, intra-articular injection of the left AC joint, intra-articular injection of the left shoulder, intra-articular injection of the left supraspinatus, injection of bilateral bursa, injection of the right supraspinatus, right infraspinatus, and right biceps. Medical indications are based on the history of injury from the car accident as described above, and then also the MRI findings. In the MRI, it is found that the patient has, in the left shoulder, subacromial deltoid bursitis, type 2 acromion process with AC joint arthropathy, and with the subacromial impingement syndrome. Also, interstitial tear of the distal supraspinatus tendon and posterior superior margin tear of the glenoid labrum are found. Enhanced injections to these areas are being proposed and being done. In the area of the right shoulder, patient has a supraspinatus infraspinatus tendinosis with low-grade interstitial insertional tearing involving the posterior infraspinatus tendon, mild AC joint arthritis, and small amount of subacromial subdeltoid fluid. And so patient is being given dexamethasone Marken injection to all these areas. So that will be the reason, and other is to improve the ADL, decrease the need for pain medication, and help the patient heal fast and improve the range of motion of the shoulder. The patient has been trying physical therapy since the time of accident, and 6-7 months have passed and improvement is equivocal. Hence, these injections are necessary. And they're being done as follows. The injection to the right supraspinatus and right infraspinatus and left supraspinatus are done according to the protocol. Injection of the right biceps is done by giving an injection to the right intra-articular shoulder joint, where the biceps tendon is there and tenosynovitis is held. That was done according to the protocol. Injection of the left AC joint is done as follows. Under the X-ray fluoroscopy, AC joint was identified, and an injection of 2 cc's of dexamethasone with Marken was injected. In the bursa area, there under the fluoroscopy, the area was inspected and using a 1.5-inch needle on 25 gauge, 3 cc syringe, bursa on either side was injected successfully. Thank you. The patient was also provided a pain medication on this day, 1/12/2024. And let's make an office visit also. So initially I was describing all her pain syndrome, and please review the chart for rest of the findings. She was seen on 1/12 for a follow-up and procedures. So please mention that she is reporting 30-40% improvement, and ADLs are affected to the tune of 10 in the area of general activity, mood, walking ability, work and relationship with other people, sleep, enjoyment of life. In the system review, please mention that she is suffering from headache but no dizziness or vertigo. She suffers from difficulty sleeping, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, moderate anxiety, depression and panic, and some loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, please mention that she suffers from bilateral shoulder stiffness, bilateral neck and the neck stiffness and lower back stiffness, along with pain in the neck, mid back, lower back and both shoulders, the right hip, right ankle and foot, and moderate difficulty walking. And additional history, none. Current pain medications is Tylenol, codeine, substance abuse, none. Some compliance history, patient is fully compliant. The physical examination is reveals the blood pressure of 140/101, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 98, and the rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 12/28/2023, dictation number 1229-063. The patient is being provided following medication, which is Voltaren gel 3% 200 gram PRN. Zoloft is being provided for anxiety and depression, 50 milligram, 2 tablets at night. Ambien 5 milligram is being provided for nighttime use for 10 days. And Norco is being provided for pain relief, 7.5/325/12 for 15 days. The patient patient is being provided Norco 10 milligram over 325/12 for 30 days, 60 tablets. And the patient left the office in a very stable condition. Thank you.